as Brother Andre Marie writes about this. My next reconquest will be an interview with Charles Coulomb on the subject, the canonization of Billy Graham. But I would also like to write some things about the vast outpouring of Catholic eulogies for the popular preacher, which phenomenon is a signum temporum for the church itself. Here is a micro-catalog of Catholic eulogies for Billy Graham. How Billy Graham Shaped American Catholicism by John M. Sweeney at americamagazine.org. What? I mean, all these people are saying is what Brother Francis says in Apologetics Lecture Number 7. They're all trying to eliminate the one dogma that outside the church there is no salvation. That is all of this is for one purpose, Brother says. And he's right. And he dedicated like 50 years of his life fighting it. What have we done? What are we doing? Brother Andre continues, U.S. bishops, Catholic leaders praise Christian witness of Billy Graham. This is at the NationalCatholicRegister.com. Here's another one, Billy Graham RIP by Stephen D. Gradenus at NationalCatholicRegister.com. Here's another one. I already talked about Father Longenecker's piece of Pathos last week. Actually, it began at the Catholic Herald, brother. Here's another one, statement of Cardinal Dolan on the passing of Billy Graham at archny.org. That's on the Archdiocese of New York's official website. Tweet by Raymond Arroyo. And then brother says, I like the man, but this is really, really bad. And he links to the tweet. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Where did my caller go? Okay. All right. Because I would, I was going to bring him on real quick. Brother continues. Those suffice for now, and I will not add more because putting in all those links takes time, and there are many, 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 many more such pieces. Catholics are falling all over themselves, trying to show how much they really love Billy Graham, appreciate all the good work he did for Christ, and are quite hopeful that, due to his celebrated Christian commitment, the lovable evangelist is well on his way to beatitude. Even if he has to pass through the unpleasant place of purgation he didn't believe in while he was on this earth. Here's Arroyo's tweet. R.I.P. Billy Graham, a true evangelist and a spiritual icon to millions. So, Raymond, does that mean that all the Catholics out there that are practicing the faith are fake evangelists? You know, folks, the time for dealing with these things, as if we're terrified of what someone's going to think about us, is over. Get over yourself. Get over your pride. And have the confidence that true belief should instill in you. Don't worry about it. Ataraxia, brother calls it. Brother Andre plays links to the Father Jonathan Morris piece, and he goes, okay, scratch that last bit. That's a good one, brother. The celebrity priest below interviewed on Fox News apparently ruled out the prospect of purgatory in favor of the santo subito approach. So in other words, Protestant evangelical ministers don't even have to go through purgatory now. They go straight to the beatific vision. That is awesome. So you got to be asking the question, why am I doing Lenten sacrifice and going to confession and treating every Sunday as a holy day of obligation, et cetera, et cetera? If all I got to do is click my heels together three times, say one sentence, and I'm done, one and done, why? What's the point? Graham said that? Wow. Standing in stark contrast to the indifferentist love feast is a tweet from Rorati Chaley. I'll read it to you. Billy Graham was a major, quote, Billy Graham was a major inspiration for a global wave of Protestant preachers who removed hundreds of millions of faithful from the Catholic Church. The inept Catholic hierarchy was most to blame, but preachers like Graham caused immense loss of souls to the church, close quote.